Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 19th edition. We're back after a day off due to technical difficulties. Thanks for being so patient and kind out there on all the kind words you guys had. Again, if you ever have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric, or join us on the Slack chat, Fantasy Degens, free over there, or join rotoballer.com premium package, 10% off the promo code Bubba. They got a Slack chat over there as well. Fun slate last night. It was chaos as expected, and we got another good one tonight. 11 games. We got some aces on the mound. We have Coors in play. We have a couple other games we can stack the snot out of. Lots of fun ways to attack tonight's slate, and I kind of like it like this. Do you take the plunge and go with the aces and avoid Coors? Do you go Coors and avoid the aces and gamble on cheaper pitching? Lots and lots of ways to go about it, and that's what makes these very, very fun to attack. Real quick on your weather front, Nationals, Braves, about 15% chances. Should be okay. It's typical summer Atlanta weather. Milwaukee, Minnesota, wind blowing out to the left at 11 miles an hour. Dodgers, Giants, blowing out to the left at 11 miles an hour. I used to not care about that being from San Francisco area and whatnot, but you notice now the ball actually starts flying out of there. So it's something to definitely keep an eye on all that stuff. The totals on your slate. You have some day games. If you want to play the early slates, go for that. Again, ask me any questions you want. I'll help you out there. But we're here for the 11-game main slate. Indians, Pirates, total of 9. Rays, Yankees, waiting on that one as they've been mixing around pitchings. But it looks like they've settled on Glasnow and Cole, which could be interesting if Glasnow was the Glasnow before, not the one now. Nationals, Braves, total of 10. And there should definitely be some runs there, so we do not want to rain out in that one. Mets, Marlins, 7.5. Reds, Royals, waiting on the total there because, well, that's a doubleheader, so it's not on the main slate. Hopefully they play because we need the Reds back. We need baseball to have all 30 teams for just one day play. Just one day. It's been a while. Tigers, White Sox, waiting on the total there because for all you prospect gurus, and I love prospects. I'm not as deep into them as I used to be. I love prospects, and I'm hoping this is where MLB Network needs to step in and take this game over. I don't know if they are. I haven't checked. Maybe they did. Kudos to them. But Tigers at White Sox. Former number one pick, Casey Mize versus Dane Dunning, another top prospect arm for the White Sox. So that should be a fun one in Chicago. Brewers, Twins, waiting on that total as it looks like Rich Hill is going to return from the IL on that one. So that's up for debate there. But wind blowing out to the left again on that one, so be careful there. Astros, Rockies, and Coors total is 20. Rangers, Padres, 7. D-backs, A's, 9. So lots of ways to go about this one, and we're still waiting on the Angels and Giants as well because Gabe Kapler can't decide on his pitching, which is typical for Gabe Kapler because Gabe Kapler is a moron. But I'm not going to go on my Giants diatribe here. You guys are here for DFS talk, so let's get at it. You're pitching on this 11-game slate. DeGrom's making his return from his back issue. He's 11-8. He's against the Marlins. If you want to take the gamble, go for it. I'm going to pass and save $800. Go to Garrett Cole at $11,000 versus the Tampa Bay Rays. Cole coming off a nice 7K or 8K performance, 7 innings, 1 earned for 31.4 points versus Boston. Struggled a tad bit versus Tampa his last time, 4 2/3, 6-6-3 earned. 10 Ks, though, still got him over 20 points. He's so reliable, 7 or more Ks in 3 or 4 starts, 20 or more points in all 4 starts. So even when he's not like the elite guy you want him to be, he still doesn't ruin you. He gets you at least 20 points where I guess if you're going to get statistically driven at 11K, he ruins you with 20 points. At the same time, the way pitching is such a mess, if you can lock in 20-plus points, you almost lock in 20-plus points. That's just the way the thing works around here. So really good spot here for Cole in this matchup versus Tampa Bay. One thing I talk about all the time with Garrett Cole, if you're looking to be super contrarian, which I don't think you need to be, he gives up a lot of home runs. He gives him one home run in every game. He's always good for that. Not trying to decide who that one home run is totally up to you. But when you look at Tampa Bay in this matchup, against Garrett Cole. They're a team that strikes 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They hit 250 versus righties, 183 ISO, 333 wOBA. So not atrocious, but not great. Decent strikeout rate for Cole to pick on tonight at 11,000. So we'll be looking that direction. If you want to step down, though, you got Aaron Civale at 9,800 bucks at Pittsburgh. Carrasco struggled yesterday. I'm still sticking to my guns on how bad Pittsburgh is. When you look at their overall numbers here against right-handed pitching, they're really, really bad. At a 25% K rate, 250, a 194 average, a 114 ISO, 247 wOBA versus righties. It's really bad. Aaron Civale struggled his last time up with 20-plus points. Prior to that, five or more Ks prior to that. So his last start at Detroit was not good. I know SP Streamer was tweeting about it, Michael Simeone, that his first three starts was more cutters than regular four-seamers. His last two have been more four-seamers than cutters, and it's been a little bit of a different game for him. But still a massive ground ball to fly ball ratio with some strikeout upside. $9,800 is steep for Civale, so that's kind of the downside there. It is a very steep price tag, but he can be in play for you tonight. Now, my favorite play 9K and above tonight, and it's probably going to be chalkier just because maybe people are going to finally start buying into him. But the man from Game of Thrones, Lance Lynn, is beasting, and he goes to San Diego today. Good offense. Don't hate it. Really good offense. Lynn's come off a complete game, two earned in Coors Field. He's thrown over 100 pitches in every start. Got you 20 or 19 more points in every start. He struck out six or more in every start. He's doing everything you want to rack up fantasy goodness. It's an absolutely great spot against the San Diego Padres. Again, a team that I definitely respect offensively this year. We talk about them a ton. They're striking out over 23% of the time versus righties. 236 average versus righties. They do have some pop, though. 212 ISO is not too bad. 331 wOBA, good. Not great, but good. But you look at that, ISO is pretty strong. Low average, big strikeout. It's kind of an all-or-nothing approach there with Lance Lynn, which is what he likes. He'll challenge him. He'll get his strikeouts. It's going to be a real, real good spot there for Lynn at 9,200. Hopefully he stays strong. It just feels weird because you know, four really strong starts after a complete game in Coors, you're waiting for that letdown spot. But Lynn's just that big, big, big boy that's just going to keep gassing it up for you. So at 9,200 bucks, I like the upside there with Lynn in a big, big way. I think he can match these other top pitching performances tonight. Now, if you want to drop down to that same game, you got Chris Paddock. And Paddock's a guy, for those who listen to Bench with Bubba, when I do my season-long stuff, I was one of the lower guys on Chris Paddock. I think I barely had him in my top 50 starting pitchers. People thought I was crazy. And I'm not taking a victory lap because it's only four starts, but he's looked garbage. He really has. And usually for me, it was when he was walking guys, it was a problem. But he's not even walking guys. At the Dodgers, three innings, six hits, six earns, three home runs, one walk, one K. Two ground balls, five fly balls. That is not good. Prior to that, three earned. He's got up at least one homer in every start. He's getting hit around a bit. But the thing looking up for Mr. Paddock tonight is he gets the Texas Rangers. A team striking only 21% of the time versus righties, but hitting 214 with 124 ISO and a 287 wOBA. So their offense is struggling, to put it nicely. We saw Sensatello. If you listened to the Line Star show yesterday, I said play Sensatello on the early slate, and he dominated. I'm not saying it's going to happen every time versus the Texas Rangers, but Sensatello faced Houston, by the way. But that was my bad. But Morion, three strong from the left side. Bullpen kind of struggled there. But we've seen Texas's offense kind of go a little slow in this one. So Paddock at 77, not in love with him for cash. But GPP, I can see the upside because if he turns a Paddock game on against a struggling Texas team, you take advantage of that. Pablo Lopez, 7,200 bucks at home against the New York Mets. We were all over Pablo last time out at 6,900. He was phenomenal at home last year, and he picked right up where he left off against Atlanta. His only rough start this year was against the Mets in New York. Five innings, two earned, four Ks. We had four walks. Those were his only walks of the season. Two other starts, zero walks, and he was phenomenal. So when he's locating his stuff, Pablo's been very, very good, which is great to see. Got a Mets team that's slow starting to hit the ball. Dom Smith is playing great. Cano's back and swinging it. Got Conforto. Nemo went deep again yesterday. The left side of the plate is pitching very, very well. It's still the Mets, though, 21.5% strikeout rate, but they are hit 277 versus righties, only a 165 ISO. So, you know, they're hitting you to death, maybe run into one once in a while. But a guy like Pablo Lopez at 72 on a slate without a lot of great pitching options, I can definitely look there for some savings. And if you're going to drop down in price, I'm just dropping all the way to the bottom. And it's how risky do you feel like getting? Mr. Ryan Castellani of the Colorado Rockies. I said fade him his last time out, and he was absolutely filthy at home against the Rangers in 4 2/3, 7 Ks, 1 earned run. Prior to that, 4 innings at the Mariners, no hits, no runs, 3 Ks. He's gotten you 14 or more points in both starts. He's $4,900. Can it get ugly? Yeah, it's Coors Field. Of course it can get ugly. There's no hiding that. It's the Houston Astros. That's bad, too. Altuve's broken. Springer was a scratch yesterday. If you look at their lineup, it is not pretty right now. They're hitting .216 versus righties on the season. The Houston defending champion, bang your trash can Astros, are hitting .216 versus righties with a .127 ISO and a .292 WOBA, striking out over 21% of the time. It's Coors Field. That's the problem. If this was in Houston and he was like 5,500, I'd play him in a heartbeat. I'd roll the dice on that one. You got to think a little more at $4,900 to see if it's worth the investment for you. I think it's definitely a GPP play. I think there's a lot to like there at GPP value. Because so let's just round it off to 5K. He's a usually the 10th to 15th outfielder off the board. If you're getting 15 points, that's a solo shot and a little more on top. You take that every day, every day. So Castellani at 49 is interesting. And then the other thing I want to mention is Dane Dunning. The kid is really good. He had TJ surgery late in 18 or early 19. So this is his return. He's been with their off-site camp this whole time. So he's not like it's his first, real go. What I want to see is if we get any reports on pitches. Like we saw with Tarik Skubal yesterday, they said 50 pitches. I don't even know if he made it that far because he got shellacked by the White Sox. But that happens with the young kids. But Dunning has really, really good stuff. And he got a Tigers team that's going to strike out. We know he's going to strike out. So they strike out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They had 210 versus righties, a 170 ISO versus righties. So it's a very, very interesting spot there for Dane Dunning in this matchup. If we find out he's good for like 75, 80 pitches, I think that gets you, unless he's just completely wild, that could get you 4-plus innings, and that can get you a nice payoff at 4,500. So keep an eye on that. Again, I'll be on the Slack chat talking about if we see any news on Dane Dunning's innings. I think that's a very interesting play there against a Tigers team who can be sneaky at times. We play them at times, but also lots of swing and miss, and we like them much more versus lefties than righties. So recapping your pitching real quick, Cole up top, that's the guy I'm going with. If you want to go DeGrom, sure. But when I got the option between the two, DeGrom's coming back from a back injury, I'll take Cole. Lynn and then Savali in the 9K range, Lopez, Paddock in the 7K, and then you got Castellani and Dunn in the punt department. All right, let's take catching on this slate. Yes, it's 2020, folks, because Martin Maldonado is $5,100. I know it's Coors Field, but I don't care. That's just insanity. You could never have convinced me that was going to happen to start the season. So we're going to pass on him. Hate to break it, everybody. We're going to pass on a $5,100 Maldonado in Coors Field, and we're just going to slide on down to the threes and lower threes because there is nothing up top worth paying for that stands out right away. You're going to want to just save money at the position. Like, I'm still sliding, and there is nothing to like at the catcher's position that stands out at first glance. I know there's one coming up, or did I pass it already? Yes, the one that I like the most out the gate, he was $2,500 a couple nights ago. He was 3K last night. He's been my cash game catcher all week so far, and he'll probably be the cash game catcher again tonight unless something stands out when lineups get released. But Travis d'Arnaud, it's $3,200 at home against Eric Fede. Make sure he's in the lineup. He's hitting third for the Braves. This is a really strong spot for the Bravos, of course, facing off against Fetty and company. The Braves have a 5.25 team total. Lefty's 357, righty's 314 versus Fetty. Travis d'Arnaud has been he's not like the world on fire, but for cash, 7, 9, 0, 17, 5, 5, 23, 10. Those are called floors, folks. Five or more points from a guy that cheap with upside that's much higher, hitting 321 on the year with some power. $3,200 for Arnaud. Very solid cash game play. He's even GPP viable, but a very solid cash game catcher for you on this one. And then after that, it's just kind of wait and see the lineups to see what really comes in because there's not a ton that stands out at the catcher's position tonight. The guys are priced up that we'd usually go and play. They're priced up pretty high, so we'll have to kind of wait and see what comes out. Right now, it's just D'Arnaud, move along for me unless something changes. First base, if you are going to fade Castellani, Gurriel's a good play at 58. He's a good play at 58, probably not. He's probably better off on FanDuel, where they're usually a little cheaper. But Gurriel's getting the Coors price bump in this one. Freeman went deep yesterday. I liked him as the expensive guy. He's in a great spot versus Fetty again tonight. We mentioned lefties versus Fetty. They can really crush him to a tune of 357. So A guy like Freeman at 53, if you want to pay up, no problem there. Matt Olson's only GPP viable because it's home run or strikeout right now, which really pains me to say, but it's still viable against Merrill Kelly. Merrill Kelly's pitched really well this year. But Merrill Kelly is one guy I didn't mention at pitching. If you want to roll the dice in a GPP, you can go Kelly. He's very expensive. But when you look at the A's versus right-handed pitching, it's weird. Like a 25.5% K rate, they're in 222 with a 192 O's ISO. Like it's strikeout or home run, and that's pretty much all they're doing versus righties. So if you want to go Merrill Kelly in a GPP, I get it. Not running to do it, but pitching in Oakland doesn't hurt either. But Olson at 49 in your GPPs is in play. Luke Voit went deep again yesterday. He was leading off yesterday. It is amazing watching the Luke Voit season play. It's as a guy that owns him in a dynasty league, I am just giddy over what's taking place. He's homer to back-to-back games. He's just crushing the baseball, and he's in an interesting spot versus Tyler Glass now. He's pretty broken right now. So is GPP viable, especially towards the top of the order again? Lefty's hitting 222, righty's hitting 290 off of Glass now. So some reverse splits going on there with Glass now. And he's just not looking good, but it's one of those I like the Rays bullpen. So as long as they pull the quick trigger, it's tough to play the Yanks. Like you got to hope Voit goes deep again. This is what you're going for. Jose Abreu at 44 is definitely a play. Casey Mize, very good young arm, okay strikeout rate, doesn't walk a lot of guys, so ball gets put in play a pretty good amount. So Abreu versus Mize, and then more importantly, we don't know how long these prospects are going to go. So then you're going to get the likes of that good old Detroit bullpen folks. So Abreu at 44 is very, very live in this one. Obviously, we don't have team totals as we're trying to evaluate everything. But when looking at the White Sox, we like them versus left-handed pitching. They do strike out 26% of the time versus righties, but they're hitting 250, only a 169 ISO and a 311 WOBA. So it's another team like the Tigers. We like much more versus lefties. But a guy like Jose Abreu, like the main cats there, we can still play in a situation like this more so because, you know, that whole number there for the White Sox is the whole season, obviously. Where if we just took the number for them against like the Detroit bullpen, it's probably a little better. Just going to throw it out there. So look at Jose Abreu at 44 if you want to spend there. Carlos Santana went deep last night for the Cleveland Indians. He's 42 versus Brault, switch hitter, so it's not going to affect him at all. The Indians are in a nice spot tonight. We need them to wake up. That offense is so good. It's just they don't put it together enough. But 5.1 team total, lefties 299, righties 346 versus Brault. So a guy like Carlos Santana could be a nice piece. It's hard to stack the Indians. It really is. But because you want to play like Ramirez and Santana and Lindor, they're expensive. You got our boy Fandle, who's definitely in play tonight versus a lefty. But Santana at 42, a little bit of savings in that one. Shohei Ohtani at 41, I like a good amount at his price point. First base outfield eligible going up against Johnny Cueto tonight. Opens up something to like because Cueto's been good, not great. It's inconsistent with Johnny Cueto, but it's a very, very intriguing play in that regard tonight, assuming it's Cueto. That's what we're assuming it is right now. You never know. So keep an eye on that. But Shohei Ohtani at 41, if it is Cueto, don't mind it at that price point. But for cash, I went with him last night as Drew Cabrera at 41. 10 more points last night. He's out averaging 11.3. But why I like him, 10, 19, 9, okay, 0, a 20. He's got a very, very good floor right now, and he's hitting cleanup for the Nats, which means he's hitting behind Trey Turner, who's getting on base a lot, hitting behind the GOAT Juan Soto, who's on base all the time, it seems like. So as Drew at 41 in a very, very good spot against Kyle Wright, who I dad joke time, he's been so wrong right now. So, so wrong. The Nats have a 4.75 team total. Lefties, 447. Righties, 352. So just off of that, I told you how much I like Cabrera. If you don't think Juan Soto he's always a great play. He is an amazing play tonight. Like, it's Soto's going deep, folks. I'll just say it now. I'm on the first base, but I got more positions to go. Soto's going deep tonight. It is a phenomenal spot for Mr. Juan Soto. But let's stick at first base, Bubba. Stay focused here. Dom Smith at 39 versus Pablo Lopez. If you're not playing Pablo, very good price on Dom Smith, who just continues to rake. He's even cash viable first base and outfield. Tommy La Stella went deep again yesterday. He's 38. He's in play if Cueto's on the bump, so keep an eye on that one. Eric Thames in a GPP. I wrote about him on DraftKings as a kind of value play, 12 points last night. Very solid. He's got 12 and 14 in his last two. Usually hits about sixth or seventh versus righties. Mentioned how bad Kyle Wright is. Thames at 36 does give you some savings if you want to go that direction. You can definitely look there. And other than that, like Candelario or Miggy Cabrera, if you want to fade day Dunning, that gives you a little bit of savings, but not much else right out the gate without seeing some lineups down below here. Second base position, I'm not paying 61 for Altuve. He breaks out of his funk. That is fine. But he's hitting seventh, and he's 6,100 bucks. Like, no, no. I'd rather play Brandon Lau at 51 versus Garrett Cole than Jose Altuve against Castellani and Coors at 6,100 bucks. Because Lau went deep again last night, and the boy is just feeling it. So a good spot there. But Donovan Solano versus lefty Sandoval. Sandoval's got some reverse splits, so keep that in mind. But Sandoval's hitting everything. Garrett Hampson and Coors leading off at 47. I like Framber Valdez, but Hampson is cash viable at 47. It's just you want to save some money when you're playing cash, so it's usually hard to use him at that price point. Like when you got Robbie Cano at 41 versus Lopez, you can ride that hot bat of Cano. It's something you can definitely look at there, especially when you look at the Mets tonight. 4.17 total. The way you do get to Lopez with lefties hitting 349, righties 269. So keep that in mind. I do like Pablo, but the Mets lefties are swinging some good sticks right now. So something to keep on the top of your radar. Timely Estell is in play. And then one thing we're going to talk to as a theme here, I'm guessing something's wrong with DraftKings. This happens a lot. You'll hear this a lot on the show where it's like, what are you doing with your price points? I don't get it. But Arizona's cheap tonight. I know it's Oakland. I get it. I know it's Oakland. And it's a good pitching ballpark. But it's a bouncy ball. And it's Lizardo, who was really bad his last time out against the Giants. And you got Ketel Marte at $3,800. Yeah. Yeah. Ketel Marte at $3,800. That one just doesn't register with me. You got to play him in cash. Lefty's 209, righty's 325. Ketel's switch hitting. I know the Arizona offense has been struggling. I get it. Ketel's only hitting 310 still over his last 10 games. He doesn't have a home run over his last 10 games. He only has one home run of the season, but he's hitting 330. He's averaging over 7 points per game. 3, 11, 8, 2, 14, 13, 22. Seems pretty dang cash viable to me, folks. So that's why it's hard to pay for Cano or Hampson when you got Ketel Marte at $3,800 in cash. Like, that is silly. Silly stuff. It gets even sillier when we get to the outfield. You just wait for that one. But Ketel Marte at 38, really hard to pass up on that in a good spot versus Lizardo. I can't wrap my head around it. Even if they get a zero, the price doesn't make sense. It doesn't. If you're looking for some cheap Houston, if Toro cracks the lineup, he's second base, third base, eligible at 36. He's been getting some spot starts. He can give you some savings. Same with Mayfield at 34. Not great plays, but savings in Coors. If you're fading Chris Paddock and you think he's going to give up some more home runs, Ruggie Odor at 33 is very GPP viable. If you need to get weird, just realize it could be 0 for 4 with 4Ks, but he has that big-time upside. Jake Cronenworth, 26 versus Lynn. I like Lynn a lot, but if you want to punt, Cronenworth's a good punt at 26. No problems with that at all. But our punt, this is where it's tough with Ketel Marte because he used to be second base outfield, but he's second base only, and he's a phenomenal cash game play. But we might have a better cash game play because I've played him every day this week. I know the Slack chat's been playing him every day this week. And he's going to be in the values piece at RotoBaller today, which is a premium article at RotoBaller.com, is Luis Garcia of the Washington Nationals, who's hitting sixth. I already preached to you how bad Kyle Wright is versus left-handed pitching. And we got Luis Garcia, who had a three-hit night last night. He has 13, 16, 0, and 14 points. He is hitting everything right now. He's taking walks. He's playing great baseball. And he's still only 2,300 bucks for the Nationals. I play him in FanDuel and DraftKings pretty much every night in cash right now. So that's where it's hard to play Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte definitely has a higher ceiling than Luis Garcia, but Garcia has the better matchup. Garcia has the better ballpark. Garcia has the $1,500 cheaper price. Garcia is your cash game second baseman, but I'm not taking anything away from Ketel Marte, who's a phenomenal cash game play and a really good GPP play tonight, just price point alone. All right, third base position. We got to speed this up because Bubba's just blabbering. I missed you guys yesterday. It's got to be what it was. I got Bregman and Coors. You got Arenado and Coors. There's a lefty at 57. It's very much on brand. J-Ram versus Brault at 53 if you need to go there. Rendon's swinging it well at 5,000. So some 5K and above guys. Arenado's probably the best play. I think Rendon and Ramirez are nice pivots off of him. If you want to save some cash, though, Moncada at 47 versus Mize, very, very much worth a look. Ezreal Cabrera at 41. Mentioned him already. Colin Moran versus Savali at 38. I didn't mention him at first base, but first base, third base. 7 more points last night. He's got a little bit of a cash floor, just not one I'm in love with. You got Eduardo Escobar in Oakland at 37, but Moran at 38 is not too shabby in that one. If you want to go cheaper, like Yoan Camargo at 35, I know he had an RBI double, I think, last night. He's 35 versus Fetty. That could be a decent savings, as there should be some serious offense in that Washington-Atlanta game as long as it doesn't get rained out. So keep an eye on the weather there. Then other than that, it's like Willie Castro at 33 versus Dunning as savings. If you want to go with the Tigers, I'm not running to play that. I'm just mentioning they're there. But at third base, and then the other savings, like I'd rather instead of Castro, give me Isaac Paredes of Detroit at 2,500. He's a big-time prospect. He's got a couple knocks. He could be worth a look. And Andy Young of Arizona at 23. A couple savings if you really need him at the third base position. Shortstop now, you got Trevor Story versus a lefty in Coors at 54. That's usually automatic button. Again, I like Framber Valdez, but lefty's 290s, righty's 336 off Framber. Story and Coors versus a lefty's pretty legit. Corey Seager at only 5K versus Taiwan Walker. I like that quite a bit. When you look at the Doyers on this one, they're not even here yet because we're still waiting on information. So never mind. That just went down the drain. Yep. But we can do this one instead. So the Dodgers versus right-handed pitching, they have a 262 average with a 235 ISO and a 355 wOBA. So as you expect, they hit them just fine. So Seager at 5K in play for you. Fernando Tatis Jr. down to 48 versus Lynn. Tough spot versus Lynn. Good GPP play because it's Fernando Tatis Jr. We mentioned some of the Braves lefties versus Fetty. Swanson's a good piece to be different at 44. He had a nice night again last night. So he's in play for you. Johnny Villar, not tonight, but Nico Goodrum at 4K. Decent cash game price tag there versus Dane Dunning, hopefully leading off again for Nico. And then other than that, at shortstop, it's not the prettiest of positions. Like you got Dubon versus Sandoval at 32. Not in love with that. Not a ton down here. You're going to have to kind of pay up at shortstop unless something really stands out when we get lineups. Like if Guillerme cracks lineup at 2,200, I guess. But there's better stuff up top. Now to the outfield, where there are so many options. Yeah, Betts in a good spot, Trout in a good spot. Trout's going to be pissy because dumbass Sean Anderson was thrown behind his head at 95+. I was pissed as a Giants fan. Leave Mike Trout alone. Stop it. So $6,100, that's I wouldn't be shocked if he pisses on one tonight. You have Blackman and Coors, but Juan Soto at $5,700. Come on down, Juan Soto. I say it because of the matchup, but then I've also been preaching it because it's just cash game viability. The dude's hitting .417. 7 homers, 16 ribbies, 1438 OPS. Averaging 17 points per game over his last 10, 14, 16, 16, 18, 19, 16, 35, 0, sorry, 30 in his last 9. So double digits in 8 of his last 9. That's as cash game lovely as it gets. It's unbelievable at $5,700. So really good spot there. You got Nelly Cruz. I mentioned the wind blowing out the left in Minnesota. He's facing a lefty. That's almost better than Trevor Story and Coors versus a lefty. Nelson Cruz at 53, phenomenal. Going on down below 5K now. It's like I said, Cole gives up a homer a game. It's Lauer or Meadows is who I'm putting my money on. But don't. That's like you're throwing darts right there. So don't be careful. But Kyle Tucker and Coors at 45 is intriguing versus Castellani. Eloy Jimenez at only 44 versus Casey Mize. Another nice value in that matchup. If you're stacking against Anderson with Minnesota here, it's a very, very nice spot because Anderson has not been that good. Lefty's 267, righty's 328. I think Gabe Kapler's – or not Gabe Kapler. See, that the guy's torturing me even on quick hits. Max Kepler at 44 does hit lefties decently, so keep that in mind. Franmil Reyes down to $4,300 for his Brault. He was crushing it, got hit in the hand, got 2 points for you last night with an RBI. He was on fire before that. But $4,300 for his Brault, I have no problem going back to that well with the Franmil. Conforto's only 4,200. Good spot versus Lopez if you're going to trust the lefties versus Lopez. Mentioned Otani at 41. I like that. Dom Smith at 39. I like that as well. A few more savings for you here. Like Dylan Moore versus Urias at 38 is not bad. Ryan Braun at 38. We love Braun versus lefties. He's really, really been struggling, but 5 or more points in his last 3 games. Maybe he's going to slowly get going. We used to lock him in versus lefties. Not quite lock in spot just yet, but interesting. But here's, okay, I mentioned Ketel Marte. This one kind of blows my mind even more. You're playing him in cash. It's Starling Marte. He's $3,700. $3,700. He's averaging 11 points over his last 10. He has 5 or more in 9 of his last 10. He's 3,700. But he's hitting 361 on the season. He's $3,700 versus your Lizardo. $3,700. Play Starling Marte in cash. Even GPPs if you want. Like just a 2-man stack of the Marte brothers is cheap with a huge upside. It's just, it's silly. Like if they get zeros, I don't care. Just you're playing the prices, and that the Starling Marte at 37 is just asinine. That's very bad pricing. Very bad. I don't care It's not like they're even slumping. That's the problem. If he was slumping, sure. But Jose Altuve, $6,100 in Coors Field DraftKings. Come on. Kyle Lewis at 37 in the GPP, sure. Even stole a bag yesterday. That works with Lewis if he keeps cranking it out of the old ballpark there. But after that, Brandon Nimmo's only 35. I mentioned he went deep yesterday. Nice value with Nimmo. But other than that, you're going to get some values on here for sure. Like Victor Reyes at 34, but he's batting ninth. He usually takes that away a little bit. David Peralta, another cheap Arizona bat, 3,400, but it's lefty-lefty, so it's a little different there. Still too cheap, but a little different in that respect. Jones at 33 for Detroit, not great. But, like, Robbie Grossman's back down to 3,300. Like, you could start with Robbie Grossman. I know Merrill Kelly's good, but in cash. Grossman and Starling Marte in the outfield. You play Luis Garcia at second base. You have all the money. All of it. All of it. You can't play Nelly and Soto, but you can play Soto there. So I got you four guys. You have Soto, Garcia, Marte, and Grossman. There's a start to your cash lineup. Go from there. That's definitely something you can do to save some money. And if you want some more savings, though, there will be guys like Trent Grisham's only 31 versus Lynn. If you want to believe that they get to Lynn, very good price tag on Grisham. Brian Goodwin's only 3K versus Cueto. I like that for cash as well. So that's why it makes it tough if you want to play Soto. There's three pretty good cheap cash options down here in Goodwin and Grossman and Starling Marte. Starling Marte has to be the first one. And then after that, if you Grossman, Goodwin, whatever, got to be Starling Marte, Luis Garcia are the first two cash game plays you put in. Let's put it that way. Then you can do whatever you want from there. But that's where I'd start things off. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate, Garrett Cole up top, 9K range, Lynn and Savale, 7K range, Lopez Paddock. When you're punting, Castellani and Dunning. I had a question in the chat today. D. Mendy asks, are there certain Yankees you like over others tonight? They're number one versus righties in WRC plus and fourth in ISO. Luke Voigt hits righties extremely well. I talk about it all the time. He has great splits versus righties, better than lefties. So Luke Voigt's a very, very strong play in that regard. I'm a believer in Aaron Hicks figuring it out. I really am. So Hicks is a guy, because especially when they have him in the middle of that order or top of that order in that powerful order, that's a guy I look to as well, Mindy. Other than that, you just kind of look where the lineup sits out, where if you want to go value, if you don't. Gleyber Torres is going to get going eventually. That's one guy to keep an eye on. Sanchez is starting to crank bombs, but you're playing him for homers or nothing. So it's kind of see how the lineup stretches out. Like Urshela is always good, but Voit and Hicks would be my top two. That's where I'd look for those two. But that's what I'd be targeting this evening. Now, when you're stacking it up, as we talked about, you have Coors, of course, Castellani, Framber. Interesting matchup of young arms. Like, you could see this game going a lot of different directions. So keep that in mind there. But the Braves versus Fetty and the Nats versus Wright. That Nats, Kyle Wright, baby. Whew, get you some. So the Nationals are nice. Braves not too shabby. I like both of those. The A's have a high team total for facing Merrill Kelly, who's pitched very well this year. So that's an interesting look there from the desert. That's an interesting one. But the Indians versus Peralta's okay. Don't hate that. The Mets versus Pablo Lopez. I like Pablo a lot, but the lefties are swinging good bats for the Mets. If you need to go that direction, it's viable. I'm not in love with it, but it's viable. I'll go that far. Then a few others to take a peek at. Again, like Yankees are always worth a look, but Tigers White Sox is interesting with Mize and Dunning and the young kids. If you want to fade the youngsters, that's always an option. And then you got the Brewers versus the Twins versus Anderson. That's very much worth a look for you in their matchup. So lots of ways to go about it. It's going to be a fun night. I know that much. I'm on Twitter at PDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up over there. I'll be in the Fantasy DJ in Slack chat, which is free. Just give me your email. I'll get you up in that place. I'm also over at rotoballer.com on Wednesday writing the values article, which is premium. So if you want to join the premium package, get 10% off using promo code Bubba. They have chats. They have optimizers, all kinds of cool stuff over there. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, all that good stuff. Give a rate and review on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. Also, give us a like on the Rotoballer YouTube channel. But that'll do it for your Wednesday edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, good luck, and I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.